today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll free, and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. The features we give to you. You can go and get interactive with other listeners on our bulletin board system. Over 500,000 posts await you in what is a virtually unmoderated bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Last hour, for those of you just tuning in, we shared a story from the New York Times. Sharing a story from the New York Times about Illinois, the state of Illinois, and how bad things are for their government right now. In fact, they couldn't even figure out, the legislators left the Capitol this month without deciding how to pay 26% of the state budget. There's a deficit of at least $12 billion right now in Illinois. There's a $5.1 billion red, I guess that they're in debt, $5.1 billion or something. They are in a real bad way. I'm not a financial expert, but the financial experts are saying the state of Illinois, they can't even pay for the $5.1 billion is what the state owes to schools, rehabilitation centers, child care, the state university. So the so-called, you know, important things that the state does, they are in debt, serious debt to their own organization. They can't pay out to the pension people. The governor's proposing to borrow $3.5 billion to cover just a year's worth of pension payments, a step that would cost about $1 billion in interest. So he wants to borrow $3.5 billion from whom? I'm not sure. Who would you loan the state of Illinois money at this point?
I don't know. It seems like, you know, the first they talk about it being a safe bet to loan to government organizations, but at the same time, you know, I don't know.
It's usually a safe bet because they have the ability to steal in order to pay back the loan. But once they get in real deep
go too deep, then what?
Right. So I'm surprised that there's not mention here, at least yet, of the federal government stepping in to bail them out, because I know that California was talking about that, going to the feds and getting something like $7 billion. Because remember, the state governments can't print their own money. So they are literally stuck to whatever they can get out of taxes, whereas the federal government, when they're in a sticky situation, they can just turn on the printing presses or increment numbers in a computer somewhere, and all of a sudden more money comes into the supply, which is inflation that down the line causes things like increased prices and things like that. So the state governments don't have that ability, which means they are essentially beholden to the federal government. If they get in a real bad way and nobody's going to loan them this $3.5 billion, then they're going to look to the federal government, and that means that $3.5 billion is going to come out of the money that's in your wallet. Even if you never actually take money and physically hand it over.
Right, even if you never stepped in foot in Illinois.
Right. It comes out through the process of inflation. And so look for it to go. It's my prediction, Mark, that it's going to go in that direction. And, of course, when the federal government gives them a $3.5 billion loan like they did with the automotive companies, mm-hmm. they gave them billions of dollars too, they take ownership. And the state government already is for the most part, owned lock, stock, and barrel by the federal government, in that the feds hand out money and they put strings attached to that money that say, okay, well, if you want to take our money for education, then you have to do this and this and this and this and this. And from what I understand, there's like 90% of the regulations that are on the government education systems come from the federal government, and they only pay about 6% of the budget of any given school board.
Right.
So 90% of the regulations for 6% of their budget. These state government people are willing to sell out anything close to any kind of principle they might have had in order to get their hands on just a little bit of cash. Imagine what they'll do to get $3.5 billion. Imagine what they'll give up to the federal government.
They'll sell their citizens like slaves.
So I want to get back into that story here, but first let's talk to Countryman. Somebody has called with an answer for Mark, or at least some ideas for Mark. Mark has a situation in his town where there's a farmer who's dammed off a stream, and as a result, animals may be going to the bathroom in the stream, and some people are complaining downstream about that. Countryman is with us, listening in Ohio to WAIS. Hello, Countryman.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I heard your story, and living out here in the country, you know, I got some insight for you. I thought I'd share it with you. I got an answer to the problem, but then also, you know, just wanted to generally philosophize with you guys about this issue of property rights.
Sure.
You know, the answer, now this happens frequently. This actually happened on my place, too. We did the exact same thing to create a water source for the stock, right, livestock.
Yeah.
Now, you want to have good water quality, not just in respect to your immediate neighbors, but in general. You know, it's, nobody, well, I think a fool would say that it's a good thing to have a lot of contaminated water. The answer, of course, is to fence the animals off from the pond and pump it from the pond over to a big trough in the pasture.
Mm,
you know, so effectively, the farmer's just being lazy by letting his cattle or, you know, horses or whatever stock he's got get right in there to the water source. Because generally what they'll do, it's nice and cool, you know, hot summer days or whatever. They'll stand there in the water and cool off and drink and poop and piss and all that stuff. You know what I mean? They don't care.
Right.
You know what I mean? And like Mark had indicated, you get five or six cows standing in a pond letting loose. I mean, look out, man. You know, I wouldn't want to be anywhere near that water, you know. And it's not just about drinkability. It also has, that big influx of nitrogen has a huge effect on the aquatic ecology, you know, in the ocean.
Watershed. He said watershed.
Oh, he said shed?
Watershed.
Yeah.
Sorry, it sounded
about here, Ian, got a little fast on the dump button. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, a good farmer respects the land, and good water is a part of the land, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So as a general principle, he ought not let his stock be getting right up in that water source, and he ought to be pumping it over to a trough.
But in many places, and I see that, and it makes sense what you're saying, but in a lot of places, there are animals that frolic around in water, no problem, and I see it all the time. I've seen it before, and what's the big deal? How do you know that there aren't animals doing that upstream? I mean, you don't know, right? I mean, just out in the woods.
That's true, and that, of course, is happening to a certain extent. The only difference is with farming, it's an act of deliberate practice.
Yeah.
You know, where you could avoid.
So if you were the arbitrator in this case, Countryman, you would say, okay, look, dude, you need to install a pump and fence this off.
Right, and the reason is this, right? I fully believe in property rights, absolutely, right? But here's the question, and this is where I would say maybe it's a gray area. This is where the philosophy comes in. How far do your property rights extend off your property? You know, and let me draw a quick analogy here. I had a little campfire out on my land, and the smell of the smoke went into my neighbor's property. Big deal, right? That's not causing any property damage.
Right, no big deal, right?
Significant life disruption. Now, what if I was burning all kinds of garbage out here? And that was drifting over and clouding my neighbor's property. Now you're talking about potential health effects, you know, who knows what that could be doing to their crops, you know what I mean? So, so how far do your property rights and your activities on your property extend beyond your actual property line? That, I think, is the issue in terms of the philosophy of property rights. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I think that the answer is that your property rights don't extend anywhere beyond your property line. And then when things like what we're talking about, wind and air air and water come into play, then it's kind of this you have to step into what's reasonable. And Countryman, I feel that your advice is very reasonable.
I think
here.
So. Make a good arbitrator.
And I really do appreciate what you've said here, and so thank you. I will mention that to when I talk to the gentleman. Thank you.
Any other thoughts, Countryman?
I mean, that's the simple answer, you know, and the reason being it's a basic respect for the overall quality of the land that you and your community live into, you know what I mean? So it's a smart thing to do, and it's a good thing to do. And frankly, most farmers that I know, that is the general practice, you know, because other people downstream, they're probably using the water for their cattle, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you just contaminate it on every land parcel, you know what I mean? You're shooting yourself in the foot. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah, you're
so
right.
You
got to
have
sensible.
That overall perspective. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
Great job.
All
Thanks,
right,
Countryman.
Y'all. Take care.
Thanks for the call tonight. And that's where,
you know,
that's where the marketplace can come in. With arbitrators who actually know a thing or two about what the controversy is.
Right, because here I was trying my best to figure out why is this bad for the water, for one, and trying to figure out, you know, what the solutions would be. He pointed out why it's bad, because other people's animals might be drinking it downstream,
yep.
And B, you know, that this
and
is the solution.
A workable solution as well. More coming up here, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there, including our listening options, live streams available around the clock, the latest episode of Free Talk Live running 24/7, plus our webcam. Listen lines allow you to listen in via your phone. You can call in as long as it can dial long distance. You can listen to Free Talk Live again around the clock. All of it's free at listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com.
Government school is necessary to prepare young people for citizenship. After all, where else could you find a where else could a curious and creative individual learn how to be a meaningless part of a large uniform group of dependent followers who are constantly being watched, managed, and told what to do? School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government-controlled education. Please visit the new site at schoolsucksproject.com to make a profile, join the forums, and help these ideas spread. It's schoolsucksproject.com.
We continue the story from the New York Times, where they're reporting on the dismal financial shape of the state, the people calling themselves the state of Illinois. Now, of course, as you know, state governments can't go bankrupt because, well, they're the state. They're a group of criminal men and women who will just keep taking and taking and taking, and there's no end to the amount that they can take. However, maybe there is. It seems as though there's no end, but maybe there is. Maybe there is an upper limit to how much they can get away with. Because right now, the state of Illinois is in a real bad way. The governor is proposing to borrow $3.5 billion just to cover a year's worth of pension payments. They owe $5.1 billion to rehabilitation centers, schools, child care, and state university and more. $12 billion is their deficit. So in order to pay that $12 billion, they're going to have to do certain things. One, raise taxes. Two, cut spending. Three, take money from the federal government and thereby all of our pockets through the process of inflation. These are their options.
Yeah, that sounds like about it.
And so they're going to have to do something here. And as this article here points out, the $3.5 billion that they want to borrow to cover those costs, it's going to cost them another billion in interest. So they're going to get in another billion as a result of that they're going to have to pay out.
That they would just say, like, I think families across America have said over the last year or two, with the economy downturning and people losing jobs and all that stuff, they said, you know what, we're going to tighten our belts. We're going to, stop spending money on the extras, and we're going to just spend money on the important things. And, they've figured out ways to redesign their lives. You'd think the state could do this themselves, but it just seems like they can't. They've all the stuff that they do, it just seems mandatory to them. We have to build these big, impressive, and expensive government buildings. The kids have to have Olympic-sized swimming pools at school. They all have to have laptops.
Right, yeah. They're not responsible. I mean, the people that make the decisions at the state government level are not responsible ultimately for what they do, right? So they can just say, yeah, all the schools and the pool and everything, all that, and then they're out of office in 2 years, and it's, hey, it's not my problem now. Right, so they can spend all they want, and there's no fiscal responsibility on them for doing what they've done. And so then later on, as is the case, the state government employees are put in a real screwy position where they can't do anything. They owe all this money, and they can't pay it. So that's what they're dealing with right now. According to Karen Kropp, senior director at Fitch Ratings, their pension is the most underfunded in the nation. They haven't made significant cuts or raised revenues. There's no state out there like this. They can't grow their way out of this. Illinois, by the way, every major rating agency has downgraded the state. Illinois now pays millions of dollars more just to insure its debt than any other state in the nation. As the recession has swept over states and cities, it's laid bare economic weakness and shoddy fiscal practices. Only an infusion of federal stimulus money allowed many states to avert deep layoffs last year. So I didn't even know that was the case. I didn't realize the feds did hand out money to the states. Apparently they did. So it's already happening. What we figured was going to happen is already happening. A very tough decade. The federal dollars are nearly spent, by the way. Last month, local governments nationwide shed more than 20,000 jobs. Should the largest struggling states like California, New York, or Illinois lay off tens of thousands more in coming months or default on payments, the reverberations could badly damage a weakened economy and push housing prices down still further. In Illinois, the pain is radiating downward. From suburban Elgin to Chicago to Rockford to Peoria, school districts have fired thousands of teachers, curtailed kindergarten and electives, drained pools, and cut after-school clubs. Drug, family, and mental health counseling centers have slashed their workforces and borrowed money to stave off insolvency. And, of course, none of this is resulting in lower spending. They're just trying to keep things kind of status quo. But in order to do that, they still have to cut things.
Yeah. And
they're still taxing people as much as they've ever done.
You know, and they're cutting school programs when I do believe the number that the caller who called in earlier, her name was Lauren, quoted was, and I'll bet this is really close to true across the nation, is that half of the budgets in, state budgets go to schools and half of that budget goes to administration. I'll bet it's absolutely true that they've got this hierarchy of administration. When I went to a private school, they had two vice principals that were over the elementary. One was over the elementary. One was over the high school and junior high, and then a principal above them. That was your administration, and some I think they had secretaries. But there's your administration. That was it. And when times got lean, you probably could have had the principal step down and just had two co-principals or something like that. You probably could have cut one of them, because they're not cutting administration. They wouldn't cut administration.
No, they're important.
Those are the people that designate the cuts. How in the world? I mean, really? The guy's going to say, you know what? My office is just superfluous. I'm cutting us. Me and my secretary and all of our bevy of workers beneath us, we're all going home.
Illinois legislators, more, by the way, Illinois legislators tend to plead victim to economic circumstance, and the state's maladies are considerable. In 2006, the Illinois unemployment rate stood below 5%. Now it's near 11%. And the percentage of long-term unemployed exceeds the national average. Major manufacturers have eliminated thousands of jobs, and the state ranks in the top 10 nationally in foreclosures. 5 years ago, the Chicago suburb of Tinley Park issued about 650 home-building permits. Take a shot, Mark, at how many home building permits were issued in Tinley Park?
51. Oh, my God.
The city of Rockford plans to close fire stations and lay off firefighters, and Indicator 180 impoverished seniors have lost their delivered meals. The Lakeshore condo towers in Chicago bespeak affluence, but there are so many foreclosures on the bungalow blocks of the southern and western Chicago that for sale signs sprout like sunflowers. Now, you look at this, the mention here that 180 impoverished seniors have lost their delivered meals. This is the kind of thing that government people do, by the way. Whenever they're tight on... Whenever they're tight on a budget, it's always, well, if we don't raise taxes, we're just going to have to stop feeding the poor and feeding the old people.
Right, that's the first thing they go after. They don't go after the administrations or these piles and piles of management that are in between, well, the people that steal your money and the people that they give it to.
The good news is that it's likely that people who care actually ended up picking up these folks, these old folks,
sure,
and taking care of them, which is how things would be in the absence of the state. The whole idea that, well, without the government, the old people be dying in the streets, you libertarians. You'll have old people crawling through the streets and heroin vending machines. And it's ludicrous because people take care of each other.
It's what you call straw manning.
People are generally good. And they take care of one another. In fact, they'll take care of each other better if you don't have a bunch of administrative bureaucrats in the way.
And not to mention that poor people, there's some poor people out there that are sort of feeding off of the trough of government. The ones that don't have to, that can work, well, they would go back to work and they'd do something productive. So that the ones that can't, then they'd have that whatever remaining pool there was.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclogged bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain clog can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. Perhaps you live in Illinois, and you are in the midst of what is a financial crisis for the state government people there. You're welcome to comment on whatever is on your mind, 800-259-9231, and join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. You can enjoy stuff like our bulletin board system, our archives, where we can go back years now, years worth of archives, all free for you. And our podcasts, you can click the archives page as well, and download individually, however much you want. It's all free. Freetalklive.com.
You know, there was a time in my life when I was gaining weight progressively over time. It wasn't a great deal of weight, but I could see the pounds piling on. And, you know, I just couldn't find the time in my schedule to get a gym membership and go every day or anything like that. I knew I wasn't capable of dieting. I don't have that kind of self-control. I try to diet for half a day, and then I end up binging and probably eating more than I would otherwise. Also, I can't take diet pills. Diet pills, they make me jittery. They have stimulants in them. They don't work for me. I found a product that does work for me. It's called LumaThin Plus, LumaThinPlus.com. And it worked so well that, in fact, when the particular product I was taking no longer was in being manufactured, well, I had a friend of mine make it for me, essentially, and I believe I've made it better, stronger, and so therefore you have to spend less on it. It's at LumaThinPlus.com. You can go over there and you can see my little pitch and hear it in audio form, see my little workout outfit I'm in, LumaThinPlus.com.
All right, so things are getting more difficult for the bureaucrats in Illinois. According to the New York Times, they're having a real tough time. Billions of dollars owed to various different government agencies and contractors and things like that. They are in the red big time, and there's not going to be an easy way out for them, because if they raise taxes, it's just going to destroy their economy even further. It's already in an incredibly bad way with virtually no growth happening at all in as far as home building, jobs. People are out of jobs big time. Unemployment rate has more than doubled there over the last few years, and it's just incredibly dismal conditions that they're dealing with. So what are they going to do? Well, according to the New York Times, the state pension system is a money sinkhole and the most immediate threat. The governor and legislature have shortchanged the pension since the mid-1990s, taking payment holidays with alarming regularity. The state's last elected governor, Rod Blagojevich, is on trial for racketeering and extortion. But in 2003, he persuaded the legislature to let him float $10 billion in 30-year bonds and use the proceeds for 2 years of pension payments. That gamble backfired and wound up costing the state many billions of dollars. See, when you're in the government and you gamble, it's with other people's money.
Yeah, and if it backfires, what's the big deal?
Doesn't matter. You still get your pension if you're the governor. Illinois reports that it has $62.4 billion in unfunded pension liabilities, although many experts place that liability tens of billions of dollars higher. Legislators this year raised the retirement age and slashed benefits. As we were mentioning before, just because you've got a contract with the state doesn't mean squat. As anybody who's been in the military knows, they can change the deal any old time.
And do.
Yeah, you don't like it? Well, don't deal with the criminal gang. Though changes only apply to future employees, the legislature claimed immediate savings. Savings up front and reforms down the road, said the comptroller. It's just bad habits and bad practices. More broadly, Illinois is caught between blue state convictions about social safety nets and a red state aversion to taxes. For years, the Democratic-controlled legislature has passed budgets that are, in effect, in deficit. Lawmakers routinely skip around the state's balanced budget law with few consequences. According to them, the state's income tax burden isn't terribly high. Illinois ranks in the bottom half of states, and its government isn't terribly large, say they. So, no problem. Why not just raise taxes? That's what their answer is here. Let's just raise taxes. Even if the state cut out all family and human services spending, more than one half of the budget deficit would remain, however. And as comptroller, Hines has retrained his attention on the public and nonprofit agencies that rely on state money. He tends to roll his eyes at the notion that slashing alone is a solution. He says only the most delusional people think you can solve this without raising taxes. Mark, are you delusional?
Well, he's right that the problem here is schools. Largely, that's their issue. These pensions certainly are another issue, but what are you going to do about people's pensions? Are you going to stop giving them their pension when they work their whole life for the government? I mean, it's not a very politically palatable position. Well, when it comes to schools, obviously people are, what about the poor people? If you don't have state-funded schools, the poor people won't get educations. As if the state's funded schools have anything to do with people that are poor. When I go to the public school and I see them, I see people that are driving cars that are far nicer than mine. Mm-hmm. I'm sure living in homes that are far larger than mine. This is welfare for middle class people. And the idea that you can fund welfare for middle class people and expect your economy to function is absolutely economically the dumbest thing around. And
I don't think there's a way out of this for the state.
There is. Tell people that, look, you had kids, you can pay to educate them. Good luck. And if you're remarkably poor, if you make less than $15,000 a year, we will give you a voucher to send your kid to a school. Good luck. You have 2 years. In 2 years, we're going to implement this program. In 12 months, whatever. You give them some period of time. 12 months, we're going to implement this program. You better figure it out now. Also, with the public schools, you tell them, you say, okay, we're giving these public schools to the people that work here now. In 12 months, you will be given a share of stock in the school, mm-hmm, from janitors on up to the principal. Everybody will get the same level of share because, well, obviously they're all being helpful. And then that school is private because the government isn't going to give you any more money.
Yeah.
You own the building. You own the books. You own everything. You've got yourself a business to run. Good luck. And I'm sure that some of them will run them fine, and I'm sure some of them will run them into the ground.
And then they'll be picked up by somebody wants to buy the assets.
Right, and then somebody will buy those the building and the books and all that stuff, and then they'll run a school, and they can run it. So it can be done. The problem is that there's been Supreme Court rulings, and there's constitutional issues.
Constitutional mandate of education and that sort of thing.
Right, I mean, even in states where they don't have constitutional mandates for education, like New Hampshire, the Supreme Courts have ruled that there is, in fact, a constitutional mandate for education.
Well, so you wouldn't want to leave the children behind now, would you?
Which children are you referring to? Because they're leaving my kid behind. My kid is being homeschooled, and I'm choosing to educate him, and every time they take money from me to educate their kids, they're taking money from my kid to be educated. Mm. I'd love to have the $2,500 that goes per year to be able to educate my kid. You're not talking about taking the children. You're talking about some people's children, people that choose to send their children to the government indoctrination center. It's not about all the children, because my kid isn't being helped. He's being hurt by this.
So we'll keep watching as Illinois state government and the California government people just watch it all crumble around them as they're near helpless to do anything.
And what's the worst
it.
Thing that's going to happen to them?
To the what? The government?
The government people. What's
they won't
gonna
get
happen?
Their pensions, I guess.
Maybe.
Let's
get the sweet, sweet government paychecks in the meantime, though.
I feel sorry for any banks that actually loan these people money. You got to be crazy. 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue, though, and talk to Vince in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vince. Hello, Vince in Indiana, going once. Vince in Indiana, going twice. 1-800-259-9231. So, yeah, I think you're right, Mark. Ending the government education system would go a long way to significantly reducing the burden on taxpayers. Of course, puts money in people's pockets again. They get to put that money where they think it's best. And I say cut off the pensions. Let people take care of their own folks. Let individuals take care of their parents.
I feel once the government's made a promise that it's much more – the obligation's there. The problem is, to me
– but they have to steal the money in order to pay.
I understand how it operates, Ian, no doubt.
Yeah.
However, when you look at the school system, I mean, is there really a promise that the government's going to pay for your schooling, your kids' schooling next year? I suppose it's as much as the pension. I don't know. I mean, the fact is, it's going down, people.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like, you can talk about, well, we should get our payments this year, next year, whatever. But the United States is in insolvency. It can't bail out too many more Illinois.
Deck chairs on the Titanic.
Yep.
That's all this really is.
And it's not even the deck chairs anymore. Now they're just arguing what song the symphony's going to play if the ship goes down.
Make the popcorn. Enjoy the show. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on GCNLive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything in these remaining moments. There's enough time for your call. Just make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Amazon.freetalklive.com is the place to go. You enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you're looking to buy, they probably sell it at Amazon, and you can even buy used items there, too. I don't know if you knew that, but now you do. Go to Amazon.freetalklive.com. Free Super Saver shipping is available on a whole lot of their brand new items. So always a great way to buy. Amazon.freetalklive.com. You start your shopping there. Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. As we continue here, taking your phone calls about what you want. Nick is in California. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, so you guys were talking about Chicago or Illinois specifically and their budget issues. And
yep.
I'm out here in California, and something they've done recently, of course, they don't ever seem to pass a budget on time as they're supposed to, state budget. Of course, we know government officials never do what is actually, you know, what they're supposed to do. But it, either way.
Sure, they don't have to follow their own rules. Who's going to hold them accountable? Them?
And I think what's kind of funny about it is they passed last year's budget about 4 months ago, and then it ran out. And so then now they've got to pass another one, and they're always doing it late. So what they've done now recently is all state workers, with some few exceptions, are making federal minimum wage until they pass a budget, at which time they will be reimbursed, you know, the back pay.
Hmm.
But all these different, they're trying desperate. Different things. Desperate is the word.
In fact, but apparently it's not as bad out in California. According to the New York Times story, the Illinois just makes California's situation look like no problem.
Of course, California was a disaster a year and a half ago, so yeah. They probably got some infusion of federal money. And
this is true.
Illinois is going to get theirs, and then they're not going to be as bad off as New Jersey. You fill in your, basically your big government Democratic blue state at that point.
So, Nick, how long are you staying out there, man? That sounded resigned.
It's always a difficult question to answer, but you know, a couple of my friends that I was hanging out with down here, part of the Bay Area voluntary resource group, we were meeting every Sunday, and half of them moved up to New Hampshire for the Liberty Caravan, so
really?
We kind of left here alone. There's a few of us left. But
that's got to be kind of a bummer, huh? Like having all these great activists leave, like kind of the brain drain effect?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we haven't had near as many meetups, of course, but they were definitely the inspiration for the group, so it was nice. But
I hear there's going to be another caravan out from California next year. There are people talking about doing that already.
Yeah, most likely for the next New Hampshire Liberty Forum, I think, is what I've already heard discussion about, and so who knows if I'll be able to make that one. I got a new job recently, which makes it kind of tough, but
Totally
hopefully
understand.
Soon.
Very good, Nick. Anything else you want to share tonight?
I'll be soon.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Nick?
That's all.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It seemed like if you're in other places, you should be getting up here to New Hampshire as soon as possible because things just keep getting worse where you are. But if you got a new job, you got a new job, right?
Yeah, there's advantages. Sometimes there's advantages. Jobs are an issue. Family is an issue. Sometimes weather is an issue for people. To me, that's the funniest one, having moved up here from Florida. And
it's understandable, though. I understand where they come from.
I used to make fun of people up north when I was I'd be making telephone calls for the radio station there in Sarasota, Florida, and it'd be winter time, and I'd be calling somebody at some advertising agency in New York City or wherever, and I'd
you'd
be
poke fun at them.
Yeah, sure. What's the weather like? I'm looking out the window at some sailboats bobbing in Sarasota Bay. It's wonderful here. The fact is what. They never did in return was during August when you couldn't go outside without having your skin scalded off of you and boiling like an egg in Florida. They weren't saying anything like, what's the weather? Because, air conditioning, heaters, they're essentially the same thing. You stay inside in the summer months in Florida.
So I think Nick is experiencing something that is being experienced where I come from. You and I both come from the Sarasota, Florida area, and there was, some folks that were meeting up on a regular basis down there to do Liberty sort of things, which really ended up mostly being them talking about Liberty but not really doing very much. And what ended up happening was when we left and some other folks came up too, because there's probably been about six people, I would say, that have come up from the Sarasota area that have moved up here to New Hampshire. A good amount of folks have
You're talking about Liberty activists for most areas. Six people is going to be a lot.
Yeah, and so really it created kind of a brain drain situation, an activist drain, that has resulted in the Sarasota Libertarian Party dissolving itself because they couldn't keep it together anymore, whatever the darn state requirements were.
Wasn't enough people to make going to Bennigan's worth it.
Right. So now it's the Sarasota Libertarian Club. And their website.
All that work they did on the bylaws.
Oh, no! No! Oh. Were you there? You weren't there for that.
No, I've heard you talk about it. It's just so silly. These clubs working so hard on their bylaws.
Right.
And I'm not talking about the people specifically in Sarasota. I know what these organizations are like.
I was in it. I was there for the bylaws, and it was just awful. I mean, they talk about when you watch a law made, it's what, like making a sausage or something like that? It's bad. It's bad.
Yeah. Well, so doing bylaws is like making an imaginary sausage by hand.
It's so
it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the point of the bylaws of the Libertarian Party of Sarasota?
I don't know if we ever used them for anything. I think that we spent like 3 weeks agonizing over the bylaws and like, well, we need to put an and here and a comma there and remove that or and that kind of minutia, that nonsense. So he spent all this time agonizing over it, but I don't know if anybody ever pulled him out. Well, let's check the bylaws on that. Point of order. No, I don't ever recall that happening, because usually
they were busy eating their Monte Cristo at Bennigan's.
Right.
They're chatting.
They're chatting and hanging out and whatever. So
which
now
is fine. I mean, it just goes to show how many of these liberty organizations in so many places. This is the one I had an experience with, and I'm not trying to level any accusations and aspersions at them in particular. I'm just saying this is what it's like all over America. Your Ron Paul meetup group doing anything these days?
Hanging out, chatting, whatever.
I mean, where are the signs going up across America? Take back America, campaign for a liberty, whatever it is that you're doing. I'm sure there are some, but compared to the Ron Paul revolution, the wind is out of that sail.
I've heard they've got some good social meetings now in California. I've heard
good, good. Oh, these things matter.
Yeah. But it's been a brain drain down in Sarasota, Florida. They don't have anything left down there, and I certainly don't hear anything about what goes on in that realm. Have you, Mark? Have you heard of anything?
No, I haven't heard anything.
Go to the Sarasota Libertarian Club webpage and look at the picture thing that they have on their front page. Every one of them is from before 2006, which is when I left. Now, that's not me patting myself on my back. Well, maybe it is, because, you know, I was the one that was putting the money up to go out and do the outreach. I was the one buying the table at the gun show. I was the one buying the table at the Gay and Lesbian Pride Fest. I was the one buying the table at the...
you do like yourself a Pride Fest, don't you?
I love the Pride Fest. Man. That's why I was so upset when I didn't go to Buzz's. I wasn't able to make Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party, and I was so upset about that. Not that I'm much of a dancer, but I do like to watch, I do like to hang out.
Everybody likes to see somebody dance. It's good entertainment.
The gays know how to party, let me tell you. Or at least some of them. The ones that go to the parties know how to party. Well, I'm sure there are gay people that don't know how to party and they don't go.
This is the biggest gay, not gay party ever. You know,
true. I mean, the majority of the people there were not gay.
Yeah.
I was putting the money out to do those things and putting the time in and getting people organized. And the best activists came with me to New Hampshire, pretty much. And the ones that haven't come yet are going to come. There are still maybe like two or three people down there that are Free State Project participants, but they've got the strings that are tying them down, and it takes time to get all that stuff
done. I understand completely. I wouldn't
so it's
be
get
up
worse.
Here. I probably wouldn't have been up here, certainly not as soon, but I may not have been up here even now if it wasn't for the fact that my job essentially picked up and moved, and I intended that.
But one thing's for sure, they weren't growing when I was there. Despite all the activism and despite all the outreach and everything like that, the group wasn't growing to any significant extent. I mean, Mark, you'd pop in from time to time, right, to see what we were doing? You'd pop in like once every couple of years or something.
When you guys were running a candidate, I cared about whether the candidates are running or not, and I don't know why, but I wanted to see your candidates win.
Excluding the election night party, which is unusually large for turnout, do you ever notice any significant increase in the amount of people? Sometimes the faces change.
I don't think I was at anything really too much beyond the election party events. Right. I think I might have been at two events.
And everyone else, apparently, because nothing happened. And so they weren't growing. And then when the activists left for the Free State Project, the amount of people was significantly decreased. And as more people move, the amount of people will be more decreased, making them even more ineffective than they've ever been. It's got to be tough, man. If I were in their position, I'd be upset at the Free State Project. You know, if I were one of those guys that was like, I think we can be free in Florida. The darn Free State Project, they're making our jobs harder. Well, give up on Florida and get the heck up here. Anyway, freestateproject.org. Learn more about it. We're out of time tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. You can join us then and online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. It's been Ian with you.
And Mark.
Don't forget, go to sat.lrn.fm. Learn more about our new KU band satellite signal. You can get it all across North America. See you tomorrow night. freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.